970-779-0839. You remember the name, right?
You.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Yeah. In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
What is it?
Senator Ted Cruz accusing the Biden administration of acting as Vladimir Putin's chief lobbyist while labeling Senate Democrats compliance sheep. He's upset the Senate defeated his bill, would have imposed sanctions on Russia's Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline. The Supreme Court has struck down the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandate for larger employers. However, the High Court has ruled in favor of a COVID mandate for most healthcare workers, those who are at facilities that receive federal funds. North Korea firing off another ballistic missile. Japan and South Korea say it landed in the sea, and it was the third such test firing of this month. Novak Djokovic may not play in the Australian Open after all. His visa canceled yet again. SRN News.
Now, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I'm at home on my sofa, making bets on my cell phone. Addicted to sports gambling, and I'm losing my money. The game's on, but I'm staring at the screen, placing a wager. Picking idiotic parlays with way too many teams. I am wasting all my time on sports gambling applications. I'm screaming at the TV when they don't cover the spread. And when all the bookies and odd makers are stealing my hard-earned wages. When the game's finally over, I've lost most of my bets. All of the dough I am blowing, my teams are shooking. Bet almost every game, and I've lost a ton. I'm spending all my money while I sit in my recliner, 'cause my phone is a casino. Now I'm out of funds.
Yeah, how's that working out for everybody? Like, you've got a real chance to win with the... And that's all you see now on sportscasts or hear about. You know, the betting crap.
I know. And that used to be taboo.
Yeah, Pete Rose can't get in the Hall of Fame, but baseball can't promote gambling hard enough.
Right.
Makes sense out of that one, folks. Welcome to Friday morning. Not that we want to get serious. There's a few serious things going on.
Don't call me...
Surely you can't be serious. Where did I put... Oh.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
All right, that's one Leslie Nielsen for the morning already. At 6:10, we have a rather active weather weekend coming up, so let's start there.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Yesterday was beautiful with 66. Today, not bad, 62. You know, we're going to shave off just a few degrees, good bit of sunshine. But all of this comes to a screeching halt today. not as cold tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, I think we start dry in the morning, high near 60. Showers becoming likely in the afternoon Saturday. Periods of rain Saturday night into Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. A weird day. We start off at 47 at midnight, late Saturday night, early Sunday. Then fall to 40 by morning. Then fall into the 30s during the day. And then the rain, before it ends, becomes mixed with, a little bit of sleet, a little bit of snow. It's not going to stick, and you're not going to be able to build a snowman, but it's just a novelty effect. So a very raw winter's day Sunday. Then a cold MLK day, low 29, high 49. Right now this morning, clear skies and 36, it's 6:12.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Open for business right now, besides Waffle House, is our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. That's right. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They'll answer the phone at any hour, the day or night, even on a holiday, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And here's the thing. It used to be a problem with me when I had other plumbing concerns coming to my house before I knew about Plumbing by Lukewire. Because the sticker shock at the end was a shocker. Because in the off hours, they would charge ridiculous amounts of money. But, they never charge overtime at Plumbing by Lukewire. 264-9666 is that magic phone number. Put that on your fridge. 264-9666 for Plumbing by Lukewire. And get the whole house plumbing inspection. I highly recommend it. That's where they check out all your plumbing, inside and out, looking for something that's about to become a major problem and fix it before it does. It's a no-brainer at my house now. It's going to be Plumbing by Lukewire. In the business now for 38 years. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
This is the day we've been waiting for.
Waiting for this day.
What day?
Today?
Friday is finally here.
Finally.
Why are you so excited about this?
Why are you getting so excited?
Why am I getting so excited?
Oh, it's been a long week.
8 more hours?
8 hours?
Oh, man. Can't wait that long.
Well, then we best keep going.
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
Showtime.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Got a couple of stories for this segment. Starting with a judge in Michigan who's being ridiculed for fining a 72-year-old cancer patient for having an overgrown lawn. She even went as far as to say she would give him jail time if she could. Oh. Judge Alexis J. Krott.
That is shameful. If I could give you jail time on this, I would. You've got to get that cleaned up. That is totally inappropriate.
I am very sick, man.
That is shameful. The neighbor should not have to look at that. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, my God. She should be locked up.
Yeah, taken off the bench like yesterday.
Shame on you.
Well, how bad is the yard, though?
It's like very David. Overgrown. But I got news for you. I watched my mom go through chemotherapy. You don't feel like maintaining the outside of your house when you're dealing with that, even on your better days.
No.
Now, if we knew of a situation locally, we said, hey, we got a guy who needs help. He can't maintain his yard.
Somebody will come over and do it.
Yeah. Leading the charge, guys like Kenny McMahon and others, they would, absolutely offer their services. I don't know why nobody in the neighborhood had any empathy either. But to say jail time, we can't keep murderers in jail, but your overgrown lawn, that's an environmental hazard. So we start with that.
I can easily see that as a plot of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Where he hears that and then he's like, yeah, but how bad was the yard?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that would be Larry David.
And then he was like, yeah, but how bad is it?
We had a situation in our neighborhood that went for weeks, and they had to take it to the city level. And they didn't even know who owned the house. And
there were times I was surprised that my yard wasn't taken to the city level. I did see a yard in the neighborhood just like yours, mm-hmm. where it just kept growing and growing. And I thought, does anybody live there anymore?
In the city of Montgomery, the standard is 1 foot. Mm-hmm. So we had a couple. I remember when I was Vigilante Lawnmower Man, sponsored by Lewis Lawn. And I would, you know, be out at, you know, weird hours, or I was out while people were away, and I would mow their lawns because I got tired of looking at the crap. But some were overgrown to the point where I called the city, and they came out and issued $240 fines.
Yeah.
Because there was, and I checked, there was nothing wrong with them. They were just lazy.
By the way, if the city has to mow it, whoever owns it, even if it's a bank that owns it, it's going to pay a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's, you know, you want, plus overgrown properties tend to attract rodents, things like that.
Right.
So it's not one of those, hey, get off my lawn things. But my goodness, no mercy whatsoever for a guy going through chemotherapy and cancer treatment. Throw him in jail. The other one, y'all remember the dentist that shot, what was it? I think it was a lion or something, and mounted the head on his office, and there were a lot of outraged people.
Oh, yeah,
that
he went.
I do remember that, yeah.
Well, guess what? He went out and shot something else he shouldn't have. His wife.
Whoa! Oh,
no. Yeah. I hope he doesn't mount her head.
Like, was it an accident, or did he legit, like, murder his wife?
He's accused of killing his own wife during an Africa hunting trip. There's the sad pictures posing over a dead hippo and some other thing with huge antlers. This is big game hunter Lawrence Rudolph, allegedly shot and killed his wife, Bianca, on a trip to Zambia.
Shot and killed.
And here's where it starts to get interesting.
Yeah.
He had just taken out a $5 million life insurance
policy. Oh, see, there's a red flag right
there.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch that many episodes of Law and Order to understand that that is a bad idea.
Oh, God, I can't stand this guy posing with all these.
They'll never check.
Big beautiful animals.
Like, right?
Like, no. Nothing to see here.
What the hell?
And by the time, the other interesting part is that, well, he had her cremated right there, so there was really not much to see.
Oh.
Both an electrifying story and a morning maroon.
There goes the evidence.
Yeah, the judge is absolutely a morning maroon candidate. That is, you know, they have compassion for people that loot, burn, and steal. And
hey, that guy got a higher bail, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what?
It wasn't the full.
1.5?
It was, no.
No, it was 860.
Yeah, 860,000.
And I'll be real interested, and yes, it is our business to know who bails somebody out that's charged with a mass shooting, which is what that was.
So what do you have to do? You have to rearrest him, right?
Yeah, they picked him up. He's back in
custody. No, yeah, he's not out yet.
It'd be really interesting to see how many friends he have that can put up 10% of 860.
Hey, and who else didn't make parole yesterday? Sirhan Sirhan.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a perennial thing. Yeah, come on in, man.
Like, why did they do that?
It's like, man.
Well, they let Hinckley out.
Yeah, they did.
They're never letting Sirhan.
Sirhan. You know why? Because I don't believe any of that story about him. I think RFK was shot as part of a plot.
But you think he did it, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But he was motivated, obviously, by somebody else.
There was something else. Something was promised to him.
He doesn't remember, and he may have been brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can program somebody to do something.
I've seen the Manchurian Candidate.
Like our school students these days.
Right.
Getting brainwashed by the million. 620, if furniture shopping is on your weekend to-do list.
Watch. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got to keep our eye out for our beautiful, handsome photo. So we can be
that's
on TV.
That's our 2 minute cue.
Hey, what did I do with my list?
Your list?
What list? Your audio list?
No, I think I printed the list of the top 10 things we nag about.
Oh. Okay.
Get your feet off the furniture. There's one. I think furniture should be used however you want. You may go through it a little bit faster, but you know what? When you got a place like Kaiser to go get more. In fact, right now, up to $1,000 interest-free for qualified customers. And they've got a huge selection in that warehouse at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. By the way, in a 8.25% tax area, not 10%. Kaiser did not invest a ton of money in fancy infrastructure. It's all about great selection and an incredible team of people led by Stella and Bob Carroll and Cheryl, who help you find what you want in the budget that you're working with. And like I mentioned, first 1,000 interest-free for qualified customers. ShopKaiser.com is the web address. I think you'll like what you see there, certainly enough to include it if you're going to multiple stores. But please don't forget them. Kaiser Fine Furniture, 621, local news next.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing with her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to the hospital. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon, and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond, but Judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000, and Johnson is now back in custody. The Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are five times the number they were just a week ago. The report does not specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Work is a hellscape.
Friday!
It's time to escape.
Friday!
Freedom, I taste it.
Friday!
My favorite day is Friday.
Coming up a little bit later this hour, Shot Clock Sports. Right now, we're ready to go live on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
In about 2 seconds, here we go.
According to a new survey, 43% of people say that they are the one in their household who constantly has to nag everyone else to do stuff, like chores they've been putting off. Topping the list that we nag each other to do, not turning off the lights when you leave the room. A lot to talk about here. Let's go check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1.
Hey, get your feet off the furniture.
Stop nagging me.
We didn't even set that up. It's just...
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
The acting on that, I mean, that is...
Hey, we didn't even rehearse, did we?
Right there. Hey, speaking of acting, all right, I want to get into this.
Okay.
But Ryan told me, Rich, that you said something about Ozark is now back on the air, but you tweeted something or something?
Oh, no, I the new season of Ozark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out
it's
the
not
21st.
Here yet, though.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the 21st? Okay. Well,
you're
then
very exciting. That's a show.
Stop nagging me about it, man.
I know. I'm on your case about it.
Got it
all
wrong.
Right, so what are things... So on the list, topping the list, turning off the lights when you leave the room?
What do you think? I work for the electric company?
Yeah, that's what my mom would say, yeah.
But actually, knowing that, this is kind of a tight time, we're very diligent about that around the building now to make sure we don't have any... lights burning.
Well, how about in the restroom when you go there and that somebody hasn't replaced the toilet paper or they haven't replaced the paper towels? You know, they're in there. All you have to do is open the door and grab and replace.
We have people in this building who think changing a roll of toilet paper is like changing a tire.
Right.
You got to get a jack. You got to get it out of the lift. It's so heavy. Yeah. Et cetera. It's just
I just can't do that.
Right. Yeah.
Now I have been nagged at here.
It takes so much time.
Because now that we're in this great downstairs studio, when we were upstairs, I used to go through our kitchen quite frequently. So I've gotten yelled at a couple of times because in the morning when I make Rich a breakfast, I do it in the griddle.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the sink to soak and then go home.
And then the boss sees it later.
Yeah. And then they'll put me a memo. You know, if you can't clean up after Rich's breakfast.
That whole soaking.
You got it.
The whole soak, the idea of soaking, that's something that my three kids, they were always, they didn't leave their dishes in the sink. They were letting it soak. That
I didn't leave it there. It's soaking.
Yeah, right. You're soaking in it.
That's right.
I've also been
you had cereal. What are you soaking?
For leaving my peanut butter out and not putting it back in the cabinet.
Oh, that's.
I'm just one of those people. It's not that I'm inconsiderate. I have a lot on my mind.
Yeah, there's a lot going on up there.
I hate when those two hamsters run into each other.
It gets ugly. It gets ugly for sure.
This was funny.
All right, so I don't have the list here. I'm disorganized this morning. What else is on the list?
Dirty clothes on the floor. Your shoes are in the middle of the room.
But I have become. It's a good. Exercise and balance. As you get older, I can now pick underwear off the floor with my feet.
Oh, jeez.
And toss it in the air and grab it with one hand and then put it in the laundry. So you take those simple chores.
Please tell us what else is on the list. Please.
Well, having the TV up too loud. Thank you.
Right. Not cleaning up after yourself. We talked about that. Leaving dirty dishes around the house. Yeah, right. I mean, come on.
Yeah, not even in the sink. Just leaving them wherever you left
them. Like on the table or whatever. Yeah.
I don't have stairs, but leaving something at the bottom of the stairs that needs to go up, but just saying, I'll do it when I come back down.
Right.
Leaving the door open when it's cold, it's nice to get fresh air, but at this time of the year, you run the risk that some rodent will run in seeking warmer temperature with the kind of stuff you and Ryan are throwing our way.
My mom would talk about us opening the refrigerator too often. And say, what do you think, something magically just changed in the last 10 minutes?
I think we grew up in the same house. Yeah. What are you trying to air condition the outside?
Or just leaving that door open, like leaving the door open while you're making a sandwich or something like that.
They make those new refrigerators, right, where you can actually see what's in there? What's, you know, without opening
a see-through
the door,
refrigerator?
Right? It's not see-through. It's camera on the inside.
The only person that can afford that is the Rich Thomas.
Yeah, he'll be the first on his block to have.
Tell us about that one, Rich.
We're just little peons over here.
Yeah,
so. You got regular refrigerators.
We'll come over and stare at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we push the button and we want to look in your fridge?
Oh, Uncle Rich with the fancy fridge
and refrigerators now that order stuff for you when
you can place an order when it'll tell you that you're low on this, you can place an order for it.
Yeah.
You really need a refrigerator to tell you that?
Man.
Yeah.
There's you don't,
a thing,
but
there's a thing
them.
Called penciled and paper.
It's going to save a lot
and
of
you
marriages.
Make a list.
It's going to save marriages.
You take it to the store and you
all
go
right,
down the list.
We better wrap this up.
Oh.
AJ,
oh.
We want
a tangent.
AJ,
he's nagging us. He's nagging us.
Yeah.
Stop nagging us, AJ.
Finish the segment on time.
So let's pick it up Monday.
All right.
Yes.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend,
right.
Guys.
Have a great weekend, fellas. All right. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
That was fun.
That was good.
Lively. Laughter. I hear laughter, which is good. One of these days, it's 6:30 already.
Look at the time.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. We'll be out at Adam's Drugs on Vaughan Road, one of their 12 locations.
Do we have a day yet?
Not yet, but okay. I did want to mention, that's mine. Even though there's two Adam's Drugs that are closer to work and home, I stay with them because I know the whole staff out there. And you know what? You got to be comfortable when you're asking questions about medications and stuff with your pharmacist and know that they're going to take the time. Don't bother me. Don't interrupt. You'll never, ever have that happen when you use any of the 12 Adams Drugs locations. I've been to 10. just to visit and say hello, since I am privileged to speak about them. And the consistency in customer service from place to place, the type of people behind the counter eager to provide great service is excellent. Times like this now, when big chain pharmacies and box store pharmacies are packed and they really don't have that kind of time, Adams Drugs is a refreshing change. They have a state-of-the-art computer system. You can move your medications, refills, everything there in just a couple of minutes, and then enjoy that personal service. They deliver and can also pull up in front of the store, and the one on Vaughn Road now has a drive-through window. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. All right, our first look at the roads with Skipper, the timeline for January 14th coming up next. 6:31.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, so far so good this morning. We're hoping for an accident-free Friday all over the area. We've had a real busy week with accidents. Buckle up, drive carefully. No problems. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka to slow you down this morning. Keep it here for traffic updates just in case something gets in your way this morning. Invisible Fence keeps your pets safe and at home with the years of professional training by Vicky, TJ, and Trey. That makes all the difference. Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they definitely help increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. More details coming in about the Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa divorce. Sharing custody of the kids, but he's letting her keep all the hair care products and shirts. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are engaged. After a brief honeymoon, the couple plans to enjoy an even briefer marriage. Dave Grohl turns 53 today. He's at the age where low T has surpassed foo on the list of things he's fighting. Since Bob Saget's death, donations have been flooding in for his favorite charity, Dave Coulier. This is not headline news.
That's funny. It is 6:34 with the timeline for January 14th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
14th day of the year. 351 days remain on International Kite Day. Go fly a kite. Could be a nice little breeze this afternoon. Hey, it's National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. Someday we need to do the Reuben again.
I do the Reuben.
Yeah.
Was it in the morning or the afternoon I told the pastrami story? Must have been the afternoon.
It must have been.
Yeah. I'll never eat it again.
Oh, okay. So
what happened was we had a commissary at NBC when I worked there as a talk show producer.
Yeah.
And after work at 2 o'clock, I went up there for lunch. It was 50 cents, and they had nice stuff. So I had a hot pastrami sandwich.
Yeah.
Later that day, I mean, like within an hour, I started getting really, really sick.
Oh, that'll do it.
Fever, the heaves, all of it. And
that'll do it.
I've never been able to break that connection between pastrami and that.
I've got a few things like that, yeah, where I
just can't eat it again. 1848, gold discovered at Sutter's Creek. James Marshall discovers gold along the banks of Sutter's Creek, forever changing the course of history in the American West. 1935, canned beer makes its debut. 2,000 cans of Kruger's Finest, Kruger's Cream Ale, to the faithful Kruger's drinkers in Richmond, Virginia. What's wrong with the Kruger's beer we got? 68 years ago in 54, Marilyn Monroe married her second husband, and that would be the baseball legend Joe DiMaggio. They divorced in October. Yeah, they weren't married for long. I mean, he still sends...
He delivered a rose to her grave every day for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe went on to marry Arthur Miller, playwright of Death of a Salesman, died in 62 from a drug overdose.
You know, DiMaggio, of course, was a superstar in New York. There's one... This is a quick, funny story.
Sure, go ahead.
So Marilyn Monroe went over to entertain troops overseas, and she comes back to Joe and said, Joe, you can't imagine the cheering. And Joe, who is a 56-game hitting streak, World Series wins.
Knows all about that.
Maybe I can.
Yeah, maybe I got it. 58, Elvis Presley, number one on the charts with Jailhouse Rock. Became the first ever single to enter the chart at number one. First time that happened. 62, Brian Epstein signed a management deal with his new band called The Beatles. He received 25% of the band's gross earnings. Normal management deal, about 10%. 65, I remember when Sir Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill died at the age of 90 because television covered it live from London for the first time, a transatlantic satellite broadcast of a live news event. Okay, in 68, the Green Bay Packers won Super Bowl II, beating Oakland 33-14. Quarterback, Montgomery native Bart Starr. He was the MVP. What do you think the tickets cost the second Super Bowl?
Well, I know there were 15 for the first, so 12?
$12.
And I don't think they sold out either of the first two.
No. You're right.
That's what my grandfather told me anyway.
1970, Diana Ross and the Supremes played their final show together at the Frontier Hotel in Las Vegas. 72, Sanford and Son premieres on NBC, you big dummy. 76, Ted Turner becomes CEO of the Atlanta Braves. Remember for a while he was in the dugout managing?
One day. That lasted one day. Yeah. The commissioner said no more.
No. 1977, the first episode of The Plane, Fantasy Island premiered on ABC. Now our song of the day, a famous 1977 album called Silk Degrees. This guy is 77 years old, and he lives in Canton, Ohio. He's still alive, Boz Scaggs. We're doing a Lido Shuffle on your timeline, 639.
Lido missed the boat that day, he left.
The other hit song off that same album, right?
Sure I do.
Low Down. Dirty, crazy Low Down. 1986, Donna Reed died at the age of 64.
Oh.
She was Jimmy Stewart's love, of course, in It's a Wonderful Life. You know the first thing they shot in that movie?
The snow.
The kiss, because Jimmy was nervous. He had just come back from... He hasn't done a movie since he came back from the war, and he was nervous.
And so you know what? And if you watch that scene carefully, it's very erotic because the sexual tension builds. He's trying to say one thing, and he's trying to fight off knowing that he wants to be
with her.
Yeah.
She was beautiful.
Oh, man.
She was incredible.
I don't know that there was a more beautiful woman in any scene in any movie than the scene at the pool, before the pool separates.
Right.
Where they see each other from across the way.
And her face?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, Jay?
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Jay's being facetious.
I can't spell that. It's nice.
Can't spell that.
1990, The Simpsons officially kicked off the first season on Fox. It was technically their second season because they first aired a Christmas special in mid-December. 93, David Letterman announced he's leaving NBC for CBS. On this date in 2007, the world changed. A little device called an iPhone was introduced by Steve Jobs. See, it's a phone, it's a camera, it's a calculator, it's GPS, it's an internet device, and I could go on and on.
And it's
on
expensive. And
on. It's expensive, but can you imagine the world when you used to have like an iPad or a camera and now?
Yesterday, I was messaging back and forth with Jacqueline Tomlinson, mm-hmm. who's in Mexico with the family. Finally got a chance to get away as a group.
Good.
And it just blew my mind that, you know, she's near, like, Cozumel, I think, and I'm typing a couple of sentences, and a second later it says, delivered.
Yeah.
All the way down there.
Right.
In that barbaric, backwoods, underdeveloped country.
My buddy Jeff texted me at exactly 12 noon, and he had just gotten off the plane in Cancun, and they were sitting in a bar. Anyway, yeah, it's amazing. 2009, Fantasy Island star Ricardo Montalban died at the age of 88. And, of course, you might know him from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
He died on this date?
Yeah, he died.
It's also the
anniversary of the beginning of the show. How ironic is that? Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, overplayed band on radio, is 53 today. Jason Bateman, who is Marty Bird on Ozark, which apparently is not out yet.
You didn't start watching a new season, did you?
I thought I was watching the new season.
Yeah, well, when you get to that the end of the season, you're going to be like, that's very familiar.
That's right, because we know what happens at the very end of the season, don't we? That's right. She was in this episode I was watching yesterday.
You should have known.
He's 53 today. LL Cool J is 54. You should have had a name like that.
LL Cool J?
What would you have been?
The only time I ever changed my name.
GG Cool B?
Yeah, GG Cool B. I think I'll try that in the afternoon. See how that works.
Did you have another name?
Once.
Yeah?
See, the whole point in using my real name was one of my high school friends who thought I was a nerd and would never...
To know that you're on the radio
cool.
Now.
Yeah. I have become cool.
Oh, right? So it was petty. Hey, it worked out for you.
It did.
What was your name that you used?
Yeah, I'm curious.
So when I was working, my last group mm-hmm. in Chicago included an AM station, WVOM, which was Voice of the Negro. It was the black station in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Very famous in terms of its history.
All right, so hit me with your name then.
So it...
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm anxious to hear what...
So... There was a flu. It was sort of like the coronavirus. There was a flu, and three out of the five full-time jocks were sick.
What year was this?
79.
Okay.
So the program director of VON comes up and says, can you do overnights for me? And I said, you know, it's a union gig, so you get $125 a night. I said, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
He says, two things. Don't try and sound like you're black.
Yeah.
And two, you need a different name because Greg Goodell just doesn't sound urban enough.
Doesn't fit.
It's not going to work with our listeners, yeah.
So what'd you come up with?
Well, my middle name is... I wanted to come up with something I wouldn't forget. So I went with Ben Gregory.
Oh.
And he liked that. And I didn't mess it up.
Good deal.
But I told you about that chick, Chelsea, we had. She was providing services to our program director.
Oh.
So we gave her the overnight shift on the loop in Chicago
uh-huh.
when it first came on. Her name was Gail Delott.
Oh, she's the one that, she's like, no,
so yeah, she back-sold songs like she was shouting football signals. Outlaw Man, Eagles, Sleepwalker, Kinks, my name's Gail. No, it's not. I'm Chelsea. That's right. I'm Chelsea, and you're listening to Loop. No, I am not making that up. And I have that cassette somewhere.
A guy on WHHY, Larry, will tell you the story. He's changed his name on the air from Reed St. John to...
John St. Reed?
John Reed.
Oh.
He just said, he just went on the air one morning at 9:40 and said, I am not Reed St. John. My real name is John Reed, and I'm going to be John Reed from now on. Carl Weathers is 74 today, Faye Dunaway, 81, and Jack Jones, the old singer from the Love Boat theme, remember that? It's 84 today. We're 31 days till Valentine's Day. Spring begins in 64 days, 231 days till the next Duncan and Sons Predictathon, and that is your timeline.
I'm so glad you did that. 231 days till the next Duncan and Sons Predictathon.
Right.
Football season may be over, but we still hope you'll remember that name when it comes to partnering up with a place that can give you top-notch service, excellent pricing, and customer service unparalleled in that particular business. They know that getting your car in, the biggest obstacle, more often than not, is convenience. So they take that excuse away from you. Let's say you work downtown. Drop your car off at 408 Madison. Tell them what they need to do. And then they'll take you to your office, and then when your car is ready, they'll pick you up. You don't have to start making arrangements with friends and everything else. They do this for everybody. So whether it's a big issue or a small one, of course, they've got comfortable waiting areas and coffee, so if you just want to hang out while they service your car, let them know you need to get in and out. They will accommodate you at all three Don Duncan locations where wholesale pricing on new tires is featured. That's the best price you're going to get on a tire, wholesale. Serving Prattville and Millbrook from Mount Duncan behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. I mentioned downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Another great day today. Good bit of sunshine. Not quite as warm as yesterday. High 62, but mild for January. Not as cold tonight. Low 41. Tomorrow, high near 60. We're dry in the morning. Showers becoming likely tomorrow afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night into Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Our warmest temperature will be just past midnight, around 47. And then we fall to low 40s by morning and upper 30s late morning, mid 30s in the afternoon. And the rain before it ends becomes mixed with some flurries or sleet before it all comes to an end. No accumulation, no problems. Right now, this morning, clear skies and 36. It's 6:48.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
See that kid going down the slide banging his head? 75 years later.
Oh.
That... Oh, wow, I put that up early. It's already got 90 likes. Awesome. That's sauce. So
hey, I had an idea for you on your Song of the Days.
An idea? What is it?
Well, that was that, because you had mentioned the Love Boat theme. Do a week of TV themes.
TV theme songs? We could do that.
We got them.
Yeah. And they don't have to be the instrumentals. They can be, you know, actual, you know, songs.
Uh-huh.
I know you've done the Friends one before.
Yeah, we've done, well, I think we did, yeah. That's a good idea. We could do that. Yeah.
Just as a, you know, you have the, I know you got the summer series, mm-hmm. so that's, you know, yeah. fine, but just as a theme week, you know? Yeah,
okay. Well, so, MASH would be one, right?
That would be a good one, yeah.
The Gilligan's Island theme, right?
Yes, that would be another good one, especially with the history behind that one.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that it used to be... What, almost three or four minutes long?
That's right.
The very first one?
I'll give you an example when we come back from this break, okay?
Okay.
At 6:49, Cheap and Trashy coming up first to SRN News Replay.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Wee-wee.
Senator Ted Cruz accusing the Biden administration of acting as Vladimir Putin's chief lobbyist while labeling Senate Democrats compliance sheep. He's upset the Senate defeated his bill, would have imposed sanctions on Russia's Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline. The Supreme Court has struck down the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandate for larger employers
However, the High Court has ruled in favor of a COVID mandate for most healthcare workers, those who are at facilities that receive federal funds. North Korea firing off another ballistic missile. Japan and South Korea say it landed in the sea, and it was the third such test firing of this month. Novak Djokovic may not play in the Australian Open after all. His visa canceled yet again. SRN News.
Now, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a little bit of traffic rolling into Montgomery this morning on Highway 231 now. Some of the red lights around Northeast Boulevard and East Boulevard are getting busy just a bit. I-65 and 85 building just a little bit as well. But with that said, we're still light to moderate all over the area. No problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka that we're aware of at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. 1 hour approvals, fast closings, MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
The new year is here, and make it a great one by going to Larry Puckett Chevrolet and purchasing a pre-owned vehicle. The prices are perfect. Look at the selection at LarryPuckett.com. You'll see all makes and models, and they're priced to sell. You'll be the envy of your neighbors when they see you pull up in your driveway with your new car from Larry Puckett. They have a large selection, and you're sure to find the perfect one for you. If you need some extra cash to pay off those Christmas credit card bills, Larry Puckett will give you an instant cash offer for your used car. For over four decades, the River Region and beyond have trusted Larry Puckett Chevrolet for price, service, and those little things that keep customers coming back. It's a new year and a great time to test drive your next car at Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Call them at 285-9300 or, as I said earlier, check out the inventory at LarryPuckett.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is 24-second shot clock sports. When the buzzer sounds, my mic goes dead. Start the clock. ESPN analyst Bart Scott said Bills quarterback Josh Allen should take Viagra to get the blood flowing before Saturday's freezing playoff game against the Pats. Strongly objecting to that idea, the Bills center. The Major League Baseball lockout continues with no activity and no end in sight. In other words, it's no different than a Major League Baseball game. And in cricket...
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:55, by the way, what's the temp again?
36.
Stubborn buttons. By the way, you got this picture from Gary Garvin crossing the, is it the Chattahoochee River into Georgia. A lot of fog down there this morning.
Ah, that's cool.
Almost sent Gregory this picture. Cool beans. Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
Would like an insurance discount after years of enduring Affleck jokes.
I'm sure.
In an interview for Wired, he said, this is my cross to bear. Imagine having a very unusual sounding name. And then there's this huge insurance company that also has that name and a bottomless budget to buy TV commercials. And their creative choice is to hire a duck to shriek your name as loud and obnoxiously as humanly possible. He even had a drunk lady sit behind him on an airplane once and proceeded to, quote, do her best Gilbert Gottfried for 6 hours all the way to New York.
Oh, no.
After all these years of annoyance, he thinks he's owed. Thank you, Affleck.
That has to suck.
I don't own it, but I deserve it. I want a discount.
What if your name was Rich Nationwide?
He'd be on your side.
There's a lot going on up there.
The first video to hit 10 billion views on YouTube.
I heard about this the other day.
Yes.
And I can't remember what it was.
It says, if I play this, we'll never get it out of our heads for the rest of the day.
Oh, it's no, don't. I know what it is. Don't do it. Please don't.
What kind of a news talk station are we if we don't?
If we don't play music.
Isn't it Baby Shark?
We don't play music.
Isn't it Baby Shark?
It's Baby Shark Dance.
I don't know. I don't want to hear it.
Well,
go ahead.
Cover your ears.
Go ahead. Oh, God.
You'll hear that on The Vault later today.
All right. 10 billion views for that. Somebody likes it, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. You just throw it on and leave the kids there while you go do stuff.
Are celebrity posts contributing to childhood obesity, really? Can they come up with more excuse-making for people that just want to be tubby? You know, it's the celebrity's fault now. Isn't anybody responsible for their own condition? I even blame my aneurysm on Joe Biden. I'm sure he had it.
Has something to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I learned it from watching you, Greg.
Hey, remember that time when Johnny Knoxville broke his...
Quack!
Yeah. He says that... he needed a catheter for 3 years.
Whoa!
Oh, man, I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, and yet yet another movie is coming out, another Jackass film is in February.
By the way, the doctor who treated him said another centimeter or two lower, he would have been out of commission forever.
Oh, wow.
You heard the sports shot clock talk about our NFL players using Viagra to stay warm.
Stay warm?
Yeah. Bills quarterback Josh Allen struggles in cold weather because he has poor circulation. His co-host Bart Scott, who used to be an NFL linebacker, said try Viagra. It gets the circulation going right.
I know, but you're all huddled there.
I know. I'm just wondering. If you're the center on the football team.